come in kind of funny. It hit the more of the business. Then it come almost out Atlantic. The Atlantic was just in big waves. Mm-hmm. It come just like the earthquake did. Mm-hmm. But now here it wasn't shook up too bad. But some of the places on Anaheim down there, boy, just laid on the boy, you saw a picture of it. Just was falling off. A little thing fell off. Mm-hmm. Just see the furniture stuff in there.
Yeah. Was most of the building brick at the time?
Yeah, most of them. Probably
unreinforced brick, yes.
Showed what bricklaying when they're doing a good job and when they did a bad job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my sister lives up in Santa Cruz, and and that whole block, the old block of Pacific Garden Mall, there was an old building, brick buildings from the 100 years old, you know, historic buildings. That they didn't make it this time, this quake. Yeah. They had withstood quite a few others, but they didn't make this one. So, I was interested in 1931, there was an election, the presidential election. I was interested if you remember anything about that.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. Right.
Roosevelt, and did you vote for Roosevelt? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was Democrat, Alma.
I heard there was a big explosion at Richfield in 1933.
32?
Somewhere around there.
I don't remember. They had they've had them since they got this new equipment built and running high pressures.
Mm-hmm.
Back in there, I don't know.
You don't remember any?
They had one big explosion while I was there. I was on duty. And at that time, I was a night superintendent. And he was a fire chief. Until someone got there. Mm. And of course, they called them out as fast as we could get them out there. And, it was a big fire. And then they had one after I'd quit the tire. There was down, and those cracking tires, a lot of coke sometimes would build up in them, and they was removing the coke. And I guess they put water in it, and the darn thing buckled. Mm-hmm. Just buckled on the side, and they had a heck of a time with it.
That was after you had quit, Richard?
Oh, yeah, I had quit working.
Uh-huh. When you were working, you were the night superintendent?
Yeah.
So you had gone on a regular schedule working nights, huh? When was that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, about the last 10 years of my work.
And you retired when?
In
20, maybe 30 years. What a life. Okay, so the work was a little slow, slowed down for, was it throughout the 30s?
Yeah.
So, and then when did it pick back up? Was it the beginning of World War II?
World War II, yeah.
And how did that change the refinery?
World War II, I work in 12-hour shifts, and Shell over there, they had a good cafeteria. And we take our meals over there, because we can get our meals over there.
Oh, that across the street?
Right across the street.
Oh,
yeah. And they had a good cafeteria in there. Not anymore.
Not anymore, huh? Yeah. So you were working back to 12 hours. Oh, you went 12 hours a day?
12 hours.
How many days a week?
7 days a week.
God, you must have been making them. Were you making good money?
No
possible money.
Yeah.
We
worked a 12-hour shift during the strike. And I was locked in there for, about 3 months.
What strike was this?
And it's in 20.
Was it during the war?
No, it was after the war. What year it was now. But they had a big strike. They moved the kitchen in and fed the guys and everything in there.
How long were you in there?
About 3 months.
You didn't get go out of the factory for 3 months?
Yeah.
My God.
12 hours, 7 days a week, and you get time and a half for all over 40 hours.
Right.
Then each day, well, you'd get to 4 hours overtime, see? Because you're working 12 hours.
How come the workers went on strike?
Oh, it was just more money and better conditions, working conditions.
Was after the war and the need for oil, or did the work slow down some?
Well, it slowed down some, but not a good deal. They had built two cracking plants over there then, and I think the government gave them back to him. The government built them, and then I think they gave them back to him after the war.
Mm.
And
not a bad deal for a rich building.
Pretty good. The government, they didn't have any use for them.
During the middle 30s, when after the passage of NRA, there was a lot of union activity in the country. Did the refineries unionize? Did it in Richfield?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Did you ever join the union?
Just a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I got way on this foreman why I couldn't join. I had to take a withdrawal.
Oh, I see. Right. And so you became a foreman, what, mid-30s?
Yeah, somewhere along there.
Mm-hmm. And is that the only strike you remember? Is that the first strike and the only strike you were involved in the late 40s, after the war?
That's a big strike. They didn't learn a lot from that. They knew it now, and they knew the beds in and everything before the strike.
Well, they were ready for it.
Yeah, they were ready for it.
Was it just Richfield, or was all the refineries workers?
Pretty much all of them in this area. Mm-hmm. John Petroleum, I believe, was operating. Their contract wasn't up somewhere. Their contract.
Which group was that?
General Petroleum.
Oh, General. General Petroleum is now what? Are they still?
I think it's still General Petroleum. the earlier terms.
I want to go back to what you did when you weren't working in Long Beach, you know, especially during the 30s when you had a lot more time off. What, were there any ball teams or?
Major leaguers, and there used to be a colored team in Los Angeles. They'd come down and play a shell park. That's a where the shells, drilling and all that. Well, they had a park down there, and they'd come down, and Willet Rogan, he would pitch, and all those nigger players came down.
Bullet, what was his name?
Rogan.
Bullet Rogan.
And he was one of the best that I remember.
If he had been white, he might have played major leagues.
He had to take set two bats down like that to say fight.
Mm-hmm.
He'd nick one and he'd nick the other.
Oh yeah.
Well, he was good.
He could throw it right where he wanted to.
Yeah.
Did you ever play any ball?
No. I company had a team and I wasn't very good.
No, what was that, a softball team?
Well, they had hardball, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Was there...
And they'd play in the city league. The city had... They've got... Oh, I can't do now, you know, they got different teams. And Richfield had a team. They had a good team in the... Refiner over there and Watson.
And the refineries would play against each other and all the other teams. The carpenters probably had a team or something.
Yeah.
What in Long Beach when you first got here? Now it's changed so much from the time you got here. There was farms. I take it farming a lot.
Oh,
of farming.
Yeah, there was farming. All the Lakewood was in farms then. Mm-hmm. Carrots and stuff like that, all Lakewood.
Was there ethnic areas of town, say, were there a lot of Japanese in one area or Mexicans in
not so much. The Japs had moved in a little bit, but did truck farming, but Mexicans, you never heard much about them.
Uh-huh. They didn't work in refineries. No. The Japanese they were truck farmers. Would they sell their stuff along the road? So
yeah,
get
along
some good
the road,
deal.
And they'd come around and peddle it, trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have stands along the road. Out toward Downey, that was our big shopping deal. Go out around Downey and buy eggs and poultry and stuff.
Yes.
Along the road.
And that was all farm out there,
yeah,
huh?
All farm.
Mm-hmm. And blacks, were there any blacks in Long Beach?
Not too many. Mm-hmm. Not too many. They were a few.
Mm-hmm. And did they get jobs in the refinery? Or?
We had about three or four.
Mm-hmm. And what, they basically did labor?
Yeah.
Jobs.
Yeah, they were good. Some of them might, once in a while, they might get one to drive a truck for a little bit, but not very long.
Mm-hmm. Then during the war, when there was a shortage of, a lot of guys went off to the war.
Fact of the matter, I was 1A, got a 1A one time, and boy, the old personnel guy liked to have a fit.
Uh-huh.
So he was sitting there, and I said, I said, I got that draft to change the one name. He grabbed the phone, called us, and listened.
And did you get a deferment in a crucial industry?
Some of the fellows went. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, in a lot of industries, I know, for example, the longshore industry, during the war, when people go into service, then a lot of new people came out to the West Coast, and a lot of them blacks from the South and just people from the East Coast that came out and took and got a lot of jobs.
Mm. We didn't have very many colored guys in the plant at all, mm-hmm. about three or four.
Mm-hmm. All the way up until you retired, so there's never really any big change in the refinery.
I retired rather than started working. Mm-hmm.
Since you've been retired, do you stay in touch with the refineries?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. What, do they have, a retirement club or something?
Yeah, uh-huh. We have a refinery. It was all refinery, and then they took in, Richville over here, the production, at some of the fellows joined. About 300.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys get together
once a week?
Once a week?
Once a month.
Oh, once a month? Okay, that's good.
Well, fact matter, in the course of a long time, I was officer in the club. Fact matter, I was president in the club. And I'd usually go to meetings, so I'd make about twice a month.
Mm-hmm. So you had a long and a successful career with the oil refineries. What did Bill end up doing?
Bill was insurance. He's a New York lawyer.
Oh,
God, he made money while he was making pennies.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a salesman type.
He is.
How long ago did he get into insurance?
Oh, gosh, he's about 40 years ago, I guess.
Uh-huh.
He's been on. He was in the thing. He was offered the Los Angeles job one time. Office. Mm-hmm. He didn't want it. He make more money.
So, how long ago did your wife pass away?
Yeah, and she passed away 2 years after I retired. And then my son and daughter and all, they passed away then 2 months each other. Both had cancer. And my daughter, I had a son and a daughter. And the daughter, she lived she had rheumatoid arthritis bad. She back met it last part of her life where she just laid in bed.
What did your son do? Did he go into the refinery?
No, he went with a telephone company. Worked for General Telephone. He had a good job.
If you had wanted to, if your son had wanted to get in the refineries, was it easy to get your kids?
It is now, but it wasn't then. They wouldn't have a relation. Up until after I'd quit, I guess they started hiring anybody.
I wonder why they didn't want to.
I don't know. They'd had some trouble. They hired nearly a whole family, and they had some trouble somewhere. I don't know much about it.
Okay. Back throughout your career and in the early days, especially in the 20s, and looking and researching the back to the oil field workers, I get the idea that they were kind of a wild bunch. The people working in the fields, or a lot of them, were kind of a wild bunch.
Some of them were.
Did the refinery workers and the steel workers?
Not too much. Not too much.
But they, I guess they were more migrant as far as the community. Yeah, I told you my uncle was my great uncle was an oil field worker. Yeah, he was all over the place.
Yeah, they would go where the drilling. They would follow the drilling mostly, because that was the best money. And they might have here while they're in. Next time might be over at Huntington Beach or some other place.
And the as far as refineries went, and there's a lot of independence as far as drilling went, but as far as refineries went, how many refineries were out here?
Not too many. There were some small refineries, which was today there, but not very many.
Were there any refineries that you know that didn't have a direct pipeline to get to have a continuous operation?
No, they all had oil in by pipeline.
In the earlier days, they would have to, truck in the oil. And
yeah, a lot of truck.
But you didn't see that.
Yeah, small ones. Take like Steiner Brothers. They were just across on Street there. Well, they were refinery, and then Steiner Brothers was just down from the railroad, and they had a little refinery in there, and Richfield would take their casing heads and stuff like that they didn't have any use for.
They would sell it to the big companies with what?
Yeah, they sell it mostly to the big companies.
Well, Everett, I appreciate you taking this time to talk to me. And it's fun just to think. For me, it's fun just to talk about what life was like around here in the 1920s. It's something else. Another thing I was thinking about. I've often heard Long Beach was dry. I guess prohibition was in effect anyhow, right during the 20s?
Yeah.
Well, did you know of any places where you could go?
The place right over there. I never did drink there. I had a brother-in-law that drank a lot, and I'd go with him. Fact matter, his wife was killed in the earthquake. He wanted to go over there all the time after that.
How did he make out? Did he get over that?
He finally took off. And I never heard from him.
But these places that did where you could buy a drink, you could probably, was there gambling and that kind of thing going on?
Yeah.
Okay, Everett. Well, we're just about at the end of the